It can leave you scratching your head and wondering why a man who wants to be president can't tell us a little bit more.
What you talking about?
Sometimes when you can't understand someone, it may be necessary to ask for clarification.
There are a variety of strategies that politicians tend to use. Long introductions. I'm glad you asked me that. You know, long transitions.
Dodge the bullet.
I'll use my own words.
Yep. Well, I'll leave it at that.
Earlier this week, just hours before the first presidential debate in Denver, Aurora, Colorado shooting victim Stephen Barton was asking voters to pay close attention to how both candidates addressed gun violence.
This past summer in a movie theater in Colorado, I was shot in the face and neck, but I was lucky. In the next 4 years, 48,000 Americans won't be so lucky because they'll be murdered with guns in the next president's term, enough to fill over 200 theaters. So when you watch the presidential debates, ask yourself, who has a plan to stop gun violence? Let's demand a plan.
There was no plan, not even a mention, despite the fact that the debate was held in Denver, not far from the site of two of the country's worst mass shootings, the 1999 Columbine High School shooting and, of course, this summer's mass shooting at a movie theater in Aurora. We'll conclude our Don't Mention It series with Mark Rosenberg, president and CEO of the Task Force for Global Health, who joins us now from Atlanta, Georgia. Mark Rosenberg, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John. Delighted to be here.
So, Mark, I gather you believe that we are as numbed to gun violence right now as we once were to traffic fatalities.
I don't think numbed is the right word, John. I think we're being held hostage. We're being held hostage to firearm violence. And the reason we are is because all of the science that could possibly give us answers is being stopped. We have found answers to other leading causes of death, whether it be cancer, heart disease, or even motor vehicle injuries. We've done tremendous amounts of research on that field and brought the death and injury rates from car crashes way, way, way down. But just when we started to find the answers to how to prevent gun violence, the NRA and the politicians that they could scare, which is most politicians, stopped the research. They just shut the science down.
Tell me the story of how you came to believe that the violence of traffic deaths was actually something that we could do something about, and how that experience has value and resonates with the way you're approaching the health problem of gun violence.
Well, it started early in the morning, before dawn. I was going to swim, and I thought I saw, just two blocks from my house, a body in the road. So I pulled over, I dialed 911, called them to come, and then ran out. And there was a young woman, a runner, who was lying in the road, and she had just been hit by a car. And she died. She bled out and died there, basically, in my hands. It was a very, very upsetting thing to happen. And I took a picture of the scene of where this happened, and I showed it to my friends from Sweden. And they said, oh, my God, your roads are designed to kill. They said, look at this. There are no speed bumps. The roads don't narrow. There's nothing to slow people down. They have applied science to this problem. So they've made safer cars. They've made safer roads. They've made safer drivers. We started to do that in this country, and we brought the road traffic deaths on the highways way, way down. So it tells you what can be done to prevent injuries, injuries that used to be considered accidents. It's very clear they're not accidents, and it's very clear that gun violence aren't accidents happening.
Talking with Mark Rosenberg, who's the president and CEO of the Task Force for Global Health, the lessons from the science applied to traffic deaths in dealing with gun violence. You say the whole scientific inquiry into how we might come to some sort of preventive approach on gun violence hasn't even been done. In fact, it's been shut down.
It was shut down cold. We started looking at gun violence as a public health problem at CDC in the late 80s and early 90s. And we started to do very careful scientific studies. One of the studies that we did was looking at whether having a gun in your home protects you or puts you at more risk. The standard line from the NRA is that you should have a gun in your house to protect you. So we tried to do a study to look at that. And what we found was not only does a gun not protect you, it doesn't reduce the risk of homicide to people who have guns in their home, but the risk of homicide to someone in the home goes up 3 times. The risk of suicide to someone in your home, and I should point out that most gun deaths in this country are not homicides, but they're suicides. The risk of suicide, if you have a gun in the home, goes up 5 times. So we published these findings, and I think they really alarmed the NRA. And the NRA started a campaign to get rid of the whole injury center at CDC, and if they couldn't do that, to stop all the research on gun-related injuries. And they were successful in removing the money from the CDC budget, and no one has had the courage to put it back.
Mark Rosenberg, before we go, why do you think the NRA is afraid of you, this kind of research, and science?
I think that science is going to show that there are ways to restrict firearm injuries and deaths. And it means putting out some reasonable laws and putting out reasonable policy in this arena. The NRA adopted a zero tolerance policy. They said they will not tolerate any law, any policy that even touches the subject of firearms. And it was from that zero tolerance policy, and I think the fear of seeing what the science might show, that a gun in your home doesn't protect you, it puts you at risk, I think that's the truth, that's the science that they didn't want to get out. And rather than pursue dual objectives, both protecting the rights of legitimate gun owners and reducing firearm injuries, they just stopped the whole scientific endeavor in this arena.
Mark Rosenberg, president and CEO of the Task Force for Global Health, on his reasons why gun violence is not an issue in the 2012 presidential campaign. Mark Rosenberg, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.